Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection for Thursday, November 17th, 2011. While the public voting round has now begun for the Queen Extravaganza contest, those who've been listening to Arts Connection will recall our interview with Down Here vocalist Mark Martel about his audition recording, which went viral with close to 5 million hits on YouTube. Mark, along with Down Here bandmate and bass player Glenn Lavender, have made it to the public voting round of the contest, which opened on Monday, November 14th. The two are vying for a spot on the 2012 feature tour featuring the music of Queen in a band made up of musicians handpicked by Queen's drummer Roger Taylor. Note, this isn't a tribute band, it's a touring production of Queen music. Voting for the Queen Extravaganza runs until November 28th, and there's only one vote per person. At the end of the 2 weeks, six vocalists, six guitarists, three drummers, three bassists, and three keyboard players will be voted through to the live final in Los Angeles in early December. Glenn and Mark had to record another song, with Glenn choosing a bass player's favorite, Another One Bites the Dust, while Mark chose Crazy Little Thing Called Love. You can view and vote for them at www.queenextravaganza.com. And playwright Innes Choi, who I interviewed in September, is involved in two more shows that are being staged in the Toronto area. KJV, The Bible Show, is a quirky show of original songs, monologues, and factoids that Innes both helped create and is performing in. There'll be various performances between now and the end of the month, so check theartsengine.ca for times and locations. And Enter the Shadow, a b-boy show which Ince co-wrote, is playing at Harborfront from November 24th to 27th. Check breakitdown.ca/ETS for details. If you have an arts-related event you want publicized, drop me a line at robert@selawministries.ca with your information. That's robert@selawministries.ca. Keep listening, and I'll repeat the email at the end of today's show.
Shot, 'cause here life comes. You use what you got, and you got it all when you got love. But we hide it and we store it up, and the never seems to be enough. This world is spinning so fast, ain't no slowing.
Someday,
most awarded male in Canadian country music, Paul Brandt is a very busy person. He's promoting his latest CD, Give It Away, with a nationwide tour that lands in Kitchener on November 29th. He's released his first box set collection entitled Now and is hosting the CMT show Build It Forward. Paul's taken some time out of his busy schedule to talk to us about his latest endeavors. Good evening, Paul.
Good evening. How are you today?
Good. Now, I know that most of your fans know the story of how you went from being a nurse at the Alberta Children's Hospital in Calgary to being a professional musician. But if there's someone out there that hasn't heard it, can you give us the Reader's Digest version of how this all came
about? I had always hoped that I would be a doctor. And I actually started working at the Alberta Children's Hospital with my hopes of getting a degree and then working my way through med school. And then one day, you know, after a string of contests and just having fun with music, I got a call the same week that I got a job in ICU. I got a call from a record company in Nashville, and they asked if I wanted to come on down and start recording. And 15 years later, here I am.
Yeah, looking back on that 15 years, your first hit was My Heart Has a History in 96. And while you were preparing that box set, what was it like looking back on your 15 years in the industry?
It's been an incredible journey. It's in a lot of ways been very unexpected. I got this record deal, and most people who are looking to try and get a record deal, it's this thing that you always wanted, and you did everything you could to try and get there. And there was a little bit of that, I guess, for me, but more than that, it was just something that I loved to do. And I think that because my approach at it has been, I just really enjoy this, and I love doing it. It's given me the ability to kind of just sort of wake up every single day to a new adventure. I joke with people, but I truly kind of feel like this a lot of the time. I feel a bit like Forrest Gump. I wake up every day and there's just something completely new and completely different that I get to do. And it seems like it's been a lot of that over the last 15 years. It's taken us to a lot of pretty amazing places.
Well, what have been some of the highlights that you've had over those 15 years?
Well, I think that career-wise, having an opportunity to play, on the Canada Day stage a number of times. I mean, you're on stage in front of, 100,000 people in the audience and millions across the country, or hosting the Canadian Country Music Awards and knowing that that'll be broadcast to millions of people around the world. The tours that we've done across the country, we're just getting ready to take off on tour, and we'll be in the Southern Ontario area from the 24th on through the 3rd of December, getting the opportunity to go out and do that and play for people and actually have people show up at shows, they've all been huge highlights. It's been everywhere from playing for people in the developing world, working with World Vision and Samaritan's Purse and now my own foundation, Priceless, to playing for royalty, playing for Will and Kate here this last year when they were visiting Canada. I got the opportunity to play our debut song off of the new album, Give It Away, for them, and chat with them a little bit, or playing music for Queen Elizabeth on her visit to Alberta for our centennial a few years back. So it's just been a lot of different, varied things, but they've all been really, really amazing highlights for me.
Now, and I've talked to other people that have been involved in music and the music industry, and that there are always challenges. What are some of the key challenges that you've faced over these 15 years?
Well, I think that one of the biggest things is just trying to maintain some kind of balance. It's a business that really kind of pushes hard for certain seasons of work, and you're lucky to catch a couple hours of sleep while you're going going really hard at touring or working on new music or promoting projects or whatever. And then there are moments where there's just absolutely nothing and it's absolutely quiet. And that can be a challenge when you've become used to the frenzied pace. It's kind of like, okay, now what do I do? And you get into this real sort of almost a crisis mode sometimes. And that can be really hard. And I find for me, a big part of that is making sure that I've got good friends, solid friends around me that are, able to just kind of look at what I'm doing and ask me the important questions and be there. My family's been really great. And from a faith standpoint, I remember this one conversation in particular with my pastor. I felt like I had all of my priorities straight. I talked to him about how, I put God first, and then I put my wife and my family and my friends, and then job comes down here. And he said to me really quickly, he said, "Oh, no, Paul, you've got it all wrong." And I said, what do you mean? And he said, "Well, the best way to maintain balance in your life, if you're a person who believes in God, is to put him first and then put him second and then put him third. And then everything falls into place on its own." And that's been something that's been a real, I think, a really good piece of advice for me.
Well, when you look at things like traveling on the road and that, I was talking to somebody from down here recently, and they were saying the same thing, that when they're on the road, there's that tension to want to get back and be at home, and when they're at home, there's that desire to want to get back out on the road and the busyness. But what do you do when you're on the road to maintain that level of spiritual connection that you need to have? Because it can be a rather hectic pace.
Yeah, you know, I'm really, really blessed because I've got my wife Liz on the road with me, and she's been just an incredible business partner over the years, but, you know, my life partner as well. And so we're able to kind of, you know, push each other along when it comes to our spiritual walk on the road. And I think a part of the mindset, too, when you're doing this is just, you know, blooming where you're planted. You know, this idea of trying to find contentment in every situation, whether it's a hurried pace or whether it's in calm and just being content in all things. And you know, I think for me, the music and this platform and all that kind of stuff, more than anything, it's really become an extension of my beliefs and of my faith. You know, I think there was a time in my life where it was all about the excitement of being on the road and getting to play music for people, and all of those things are great, but if you're not able to use it, or if I'm not able to use it for a bigger purpose, for kingdom purposes, and to use it to you know, give glory to the person, to the one that gave me the ability to do all of this stuff, then it becomes really empty really fast. Then it's all about just putting Paul Brandt up on stage and shining lights on him and making him look good. And I find that, you know, Liz really helps me to keep my focus in that way. Again, you know, just having good friends on the road who are of the same mind, that, you know, can challenge you and push you along the way too. Those are all really important things.
Now, when you're back at home, I mean, it can also be when you're in that period of not being busy, complacency can set in. Again, same question. How do you maintain that the faith and the spiritual growth and the development that you need to sustain you on the road when you're at home and things are going relatively easy?
Sure. You know, I think that one thing that's pushed me even farther now when it comes to faith issues like this is that I'm a father. You know, I've got a 3.5-year-old and a soon-to-be 1-year-old, a boy and a girl, and it really makes you look at your life, just take things a little bit more seriously with regard to your faith and what you believe. And for me, a big part of my Christian walk is making sure that I'm, you know, in the Bible every day. And, you know, I mean, God wants to have a relationship with everybody. And he can't have a relationship unless we let him talk to us. I mean, it's just a normal relationship thing that we experience here in life, you know. The people that we want to be around, we have to make an effort to be around them. And so that's a big part of it for me. Another part of it is, just having regular meetings with other Christians and then, you know, the danger also can come, I think, with anybody in the Christian community is that you become isolated and start to only hang out with people who think the same as you. One of the blessings of this career for me is that I get to be around people of all different kinds of faith and some who have no beliefs, really, or wouldn't say that they did. And that's great because it gives me the ability to talk about the hope that I found, to hopefully do it in a way that is respectful and is thinking about the other people that I'm talking to. And those are all important parts, even in those downtimes for me, of making sure that, I'm staying sharp.
Yeah. Well, I want to switch gears here for a sec because I got a couple other things to talk about. One is the, besides the box set, which is a retrospect on your career, you've also got Give It Away, which is your first CD in 4 years. What was the delay?
You know, I think a lot of it for us was just the time, you know, taking the time to get our family started. And you know, now that we've got Joseph and Lily along for the ride here, it kind of feels like, it's become this thing that we never really knew how good it could be. And now all of a sudden here we are and we're a family. And I look around at the dinner table and we're sitting here talking to each other and laughing. And it's just been an incredible thing for us. And, you know, we went for 10 years straight on the road, on and off, you know, performing all over the place, and really, you know, waited for that time before we had kids. And now that we're in this phase of our life where we're being a mom and dad, I'm taking Joe to soccer and doing all those kinds of things. It's just been awesome. But it does take a lot longer to get things done. And you know, that time in between was getting that all set up. We also moved back to Canada from Nashville, and we're getting everything set up back here in the Calgary area. And then writing songs and getting ready for this project. It was a big project too, you know, pulling together all of the archives and all of the stuff that we've really been through for the last 15 years, and trying to put it all into one package was a big job. And it was a lot of fun. You know, it was in some ways kind of like looking back at old photo albums, and you see moments that you're really proud of and really excited about, and then there's other moments that you kind of wish you wouldn't have worn that shirt, you know. You kind of have those awkward moments, and all of those things are included in this project. There's a book and a DVD. Every album that we've put out since Small Towns and Big Dreams and since I started my own label has won an Album of the Year award, and we included those albums in this project as well. There's also a blank space in this box set for a gospel album that we have that's coming out next year in the fall of 2012. And fans that buy the box set get a discount code for that gospel album that's coming. Really excited about that project too. Gordon Moat, who is playing piano for the Gaithers right now, is the producer for that project. Got a bunch of great musicians that played on the project. We did a bluegrass album and have some amazing guests on the project as well. Patti Loveless, John Anderson, The Whites, The Isaacs, a lot of just amazing artists that I had just a great privilege to work with on this project as well.
Well, we need to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be continuing our interview with Paul Brandt. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM, your inspiration station. Welcome back to Arts Connection. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Paul Brandt. Paul, in our conversation just recently, you're talking about the whole aspect of being able to use your career and your faith in that to influence people. And one of those things that's happened is Build It Forward, which is broadcast on CMT. How did that idea come together?
Well, my wife and I were watching one of these reality television, you know, home building shows on TV one night, and just thought to ourselves, you know, after the emotional episode, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could do something like this with the music and, you know, help people who are at risk of homelessness get into a home of their own? And, you know, I started floating the idea and got a couple of okay responses, but Eventually what ended up happening is, you know, I went to Nashville to record the new music. I opened my email up and I had an email just out of the blue, and I don't believe in you know, coincidence. I really believe that there was a purpose in this email coming in, but it was out of the blue from CMT, and they said, hey, do you want to do a show where you build houses for people? And I hadn't really even started talking to anyone about it yet. And when I got this email, we started floating the idea to a bunch of people and got good response, but not over the top. And then Liz had this great idea. She said, what if we asked families that were at risk of homelessness if they'd be willing to go to a developing country and build a home for someone else? And that's when people really started to get excited about this. So we asked our families to do that. They came with me to Mexico and to Haiti. We built homes for people that were in need and worked on different projects in the developing world to help others. And in return, they received a home of their own. We partnered with Samaritan's Purse on the international portion and Habitat for Humanity for the portion here at home. And it ended up being a great success. We moved 7 families into homes that they could afford and help people overseas as well. And you know, I think in the true spirit of the hard work that it takes to really love people and to help out, Build It Forward ended up really doing that. And I was really proud to be able to be a part of that.
Well, I've had a chance to watch a couple of the programs, and one of the things that's really neat is not only seeing how the family themselves is changed by getting a new house and going on the missions trip. It's how has watching the changes these families have gone through affected you?
I think that it's just really kind of reinforced the power of what I believe and the power of the fact that, you know, God loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And that was a lot of hard work for him to do what he did when Jesus came. I mean, that's probably the biggest understatement that was ever spoken. And love is a ton of hard work. It's not a popular or common thing that we hear about today, but it does take a lot in our marriages, in our relationship with our kids, in our relationship with other people around us, with our neighbors. It's not easy, but the byproduct of it is always something that's amazing. It's always very, very good. And this show really reinforced that to me, that you know, it's an incredibly powerful force. And I think that overall the show was just really a sort of a typecast and an image of that. And I was just thrilled to be able to go on this journey with these families and to see, you know, families from all different walks, all different faiths, being blessed and helped in this way was an amazing thing to be able to be a part of.
Now, of the 7 stories so far, is there any one that stands out the most in your mind?
You know, there's a gal in one of the earlier episodes named Nicole, and Nicole has really been through a lot of huge challenges in her life. You know, from a broken marriage to actually being the victim of arson, a person came and tried to burn their house down while she and her 2 daughters were asleep in their home. And she ended up overcoming that as well. They ended up coming out unscathed from that event, but one of her daughters has severe special needs that she needs 24-hour care for as well. And she's just really been through it. You know, she's had a lot of big challenges come her way. And she's really been an inspiring person to me in the way that she's handled those things. She agreed to be a part of Build It Forward. Even with all of the challenges that she had day to day, she jumped on and bit off a little bit more and decided she was going to do this. And I think that, well, I know in talking with her, she's let me know that she's never been more proud to be able to be associated with something like this. It was a great thing for her, gave her a new perspective. And she talked about how looking at other people and their problems before she looked at her own problems was something that really became a source of strength for her. And she's always going to be an inspiration to me, all of our families. I mean, it's hard to pick out one. It's like asking who my favorite child is in some ways, you know. I mean, they're all amazing people.
Yeah.
But if I had to pick one that really stood out, I'd say it was probably Nicole.
Now, you've done 7 shows. Are you going to be doing any more?
I hope so. I hope we get to do this again and move it right across the country. You know, it's one of those things that just was wonderful to be a part of, and it'd be great if we were able to do that again in the future. We'll just have to wait and see.
Right. Now, you're starting your tour. You're going to get ready and head out on the tour. Be in Ontario. When are you going to be in Kitchener itself?
We're gonna be hitting Kitchener on the 29th of November, and I'm really excited about getting there. You know, it's always been a great stop on our tours. Again, it's been about 4 years since we've been out and performed, so it's gonna be good to see everybody again and just play some of the new music, play a lot of the songs that people have come to know and love over the years as well. Songs that got me started, like My Heart Has a History and I Do, and you know, maybe preview a few things off of the new projects that are coming as well. So I think it's going to be a fun night. Liz is on the road with me and performing again, so it's going to be great to have her out there. We've also got a great opening act called High Valley. They're three brothers from Lacrete, Alberta, that have really been tearing it up lately and doing a great job on the charts and getting a lot of acclaim from people. So it's going to be a fun night, and I can't wait to make it there to Kitchener.
Late November, are you going to do anything from the Christmas CD?
I was seeing it's getting closer and closer to Christmas. We might have to throw a Christmas song or two in there. I'll have to chat with the guys about that, and we'll have to see if we can throw that in.
After you get through the busyness of the tour and resting from doing the box set and the CD and that, what's next for you?
You know, I'm really excited. I was just asked by the World Junior Hockey Tournament to write a theme song, and I just finished recording that in Nashville. We're just piecing that together and finishing it up right now. And that'll be debuting during the World Junior Hockey Tournament across the country and around the world, so I'm excited about that. I'll also be up in Edmonton on Boxing Day singing the anthem for the opening ceremonies of the World Juniors, so it's going to be a fun time to get to watch a little hockey and just kick back with our families over the holiday season, too. So it's going to be really, really cool. I'm looking forward to that, and then just whatever the new year has in store.
Right. And if people are wanting to get more information about what's going on with you, where can they find that?
Now, the best way to do it is to follow us on Twitter, be a friend on Facebook, or check out paulbrandt.com. We really keep people up to date at all those different places, and you can kind of follow what we're up to minute by minute by becoming a follower and doing that.
Great. Paul, thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks for taking the time.
And thank you for listening to Arts Connection. Thank you to my guest, Paul Brandt, and be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@selawministries, that's S-E-L-A-W ministries.ca, or follow us on Twitter at selaw13, S-E-L-A-W-13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.
You've been listening to Arts Connection, a production of Selav Ministries. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday evening at 10, right here on Faith FM.